The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101. We are so happy that you have chosen to join us today. It's Friday. It's the beginning of another lovely weekend. It is the day that God has given to us in all its brilliance with all its opportunities. And so here we are at Spirituality 101, the place where you can expect to be nurtured on your spiritual journey. For we are here to support your investigation of spirituality. We are here to bring to you the basic essence of what we have learned collectively and individual about this thing called spirit. And so we are here to share with you knowledge and information to guide your footsteps along whatever path you may have chosen to express your spirituality. To us, it's not very important which path you happen to choose, for we believe that all paths lead home. And so we are here to remind you of that which you may have forgotten. We are here to channel your focus to the many, many, many opportunities that are provided for us on the planet today in order to release stress, in order to raise consciousness, in order to lift our vibrations, in order to bring us closer to peace and harmony and the full expression of love. So we're here to support you, and in order to support you well, we ask that you give us a call or send us an email so that we can be in touch, we can communicate, and that we can learn from you what it is that really interests you, and whether or not we are making a difference on this journey, in this journey, and on this path that you have chosen to travel. Spirituality 101 brings to you interviews by and with experts in the field. We also seek to bring information to you from people who are, like yourself, traversing on a pathway and are ready to share what they have learned and what works for them. I am here to coach and support and to nurture you and to bring you instructions as we are doing today. Today is a teaching session, but do also feel free to call in. I wondered, when I put this topic together, if you are like me, most of you listening to me, I have 1,001 questions. I always have. And by the time I get answers to the first 20 on my list, I swear 25 more appears. So I have an unending list of questions. And I remember the time when this was one of those questions very prominent on my spiritual list. Do spiritual guardians really exist? Are they people who are mentoring? Are there souls out there from the spirit realm as well as from the physical realm here who have been designated to mentor us and to provide guardianship and to provide opportunities, open up opportunities for us to learn And that's a question I had on my list for a very long time until a series of experiences helped me to answer that question. And so today, out of the gift of experience having taught wisdom, I can share with you that yes, there is spiritual guardianship available to each and every one of us. And today we are going to talk about what that looks like, how it is structured, and how we can gain access. What are some of the simple things we can do so that we can be reminded of that which is available to us and then can better use the opportunity, utilize the opportunity in order to grow, in order to raise our consciousness, in order to shift this vibration from one place to the other, and allow us to embrace every single opportunity that is available to us so that we can move into this thing called being very peaceful. So today's topic is guards, guides, teachers, and way showers. I used to think that I invented that term, you know, way. I write the word way, I put a dash, and showers. Until I discovered in doing some reading that there are some other people who are involved in spirituality who have obviously had the word channeled to them as well. And that gives me a level of comfort. And so I want to start off by giving you a description, short description of each and every one of these terms. Of course, some people, I say spiritual guardians, some people refer to them as angels, and of course, when you go to the angelic realm, they are angels, they are archangels, and that's a whole hierarchy that we will talk about on another show. But today, we kind of want to keep it simple and break down these angels that work with us, break this down to the many levels that are available. Of course, our very first guides on earth in the physical, very physical sense are our parents. Our parents are our very first earthly guides. But when we make the journey from heaven, if you like to call it heaven, or from higher consciousness, don't let's get hung up on terminology. When we make the journey as a spirit from one level to the other to arrive on this planet, we come with a designated amount of angels whose job it is going to be to help us to traverse this very traumatic thing called life in a physical body. Every soul that makes the journey, before we make the journey, we sit down with advisors who give us and we design how we will be guided, we select conditions, etc. And if you go backwards, in some of the shows we've done way back there, I think I do have one where I outline that the way in which we design a lifetime. But when we sit down, we determine the angelic level of energy that we will need in order to undertake the task of living. And in those categories, we have guards, people, or souls, and some of those guards are physical, very physical, and they're embodied, and some are spiritual. And their job is to guard our energy while we are here. We're not just here with no one looking out for us. So we have guards. And if you stop and think about watching a presidential parade or a parade of a mayor, and anyone who is considered in this world as being very important, you will see outriders. And those outriders go before the motorcade. And what they're really saying is, we're checking to see that it's safe, and we are willing to take the bullet if we have to protect this very important person here on earth that we're protecting. Well, the same is true for your spiritual guards. Their job is to guard your energy. As we walk this earth, as we walk on this earth, we are exposed. We came here in the classroom with this life so that we can be exposed to turmoil, so that we can be exposed to some of the ravishes of this world in order that we may transfer, transmute, rise above that which we brought. And so therefore we have spiritual guards. They go before us, they're like outriders, they're beside us, they're behind us, they're above us, they're below us, Their job is not to interfere with our growth or whatever the patterns that we're working on. The job is not, a guard's job is not to give advice. The guard's job is simply to guard the field of energy until such time as it's ready to leave. And then there are guides. Every single soul that has expressed on this earth has got a main guide. From what I have come to learn, we design this lifetime, and we have, of course, sequences, and some sequences have high priority and some have less priority. And so we put in place a collection of guides. In my own case, I have 7 guides. I know that. One of which is like the main guide. One of which will be here, was here before the moment of birth, and will continue after I leave this life. While there are others who have just come in for this lifetime, some have just come in for a period in the lifetime to give me the support and the guidance that I need to be able to manifest. Like, I felt them very strongly when I made the switch from the corporate world into the nonprofit world, when I made the switch from the nonprofit world to prison work. And I could feel the fact that new angelic forces came in, that I had new guides assigned for that specific transition. And when we become aware of these things, then it's a very beautiful thing to know that even though the experiences that we're having may be traumatic, there were times when I felt like I was in the eye of the storm, but there was a comfort of knowing that there is a collection of guides. And it seems like when my path gets really stormy, or I'm engaging things that will bring me tremendous growth but maybe traumatic, I feel like all 7 are in place. And then sometimes they're not all in place because the waters have kind of smoothed off and it's a whole lot calmer. So we have guides, and we have a main guide whose responsibility was to sit with us when we designed this lifetime and to stick with this lifetime and perhaps a few others until a very specific accomplishment is done. While we are here, in addition to our spiritual guides, there are often people who have agreed, with which we've had agreement, that we will express at the same place at the same time on the planet, and that will provide support in that category of guardianship, or in the category of being a guide in a very physical sense while we're here on earth. So we have spiritual guards and guides, but we also have physical family and friends, and sometimes we may never even meet these people on this planet, but they have agreed. We've had an agreement before we came as that they would hold strong our energy, particularly when we are going through very trying phases of our lives. We need to understand too that trying phases bring growth, brings large spurts of growth. And so from a spiritual perspective, it is the place where we need to be every now and again. Please don't go away. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. And we're talking about guards, guides, teachers, and wayshowers, the angelic realm.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today we are discussing guards, guides, teachers, and a category I call wayshowers, and the role that these play in this very spiritual journey that we call life. Now, I started off by giving you some information on the way guards work. They're protectors. They're protectors of our energy fields. They act as outriders who go before us, alongside us, in much the same way that outriders guard and protect the space and the life of dignitaries. From your birth to your departure, the life energy must be guarded because we came at a very specific amount of moments of life, and those moments have to be experienced before we leave. And so, therefore, there are spiritual guardians and sometimes physical ones who are designated to protect the energy field while we take the risks and we make the experiments that will allow us to learn, to grow, and to evolve. Guides provide to us support and guidance based on the blueprints that we created in the plan of our individual lives. The work of guides and guards is very closely aligned to cosmic law and the ebb and flow of the basic rhythms that we chose in which to express. And so very often sometimes people get confused. If I can get in touch with my main guide, they feel, I could tell my guide what it is that I feel in this moment I need to accomplish. Well, getting in touch with your main guide is very possible. But when you do, you'll have to bear in mind that your spiritual guide has been assigned to you to work very closely with the blueprints that you created. And so sometimes what it is that we may want or desire when we are here may not necessarily be in the alignment or be with the alignment of the blueprints that we set for our lives. And so our guards and our guides have got to pay close attention, first of all, to manifesting the blueprints, and secondly, to protecting and to making sure that there's enough light coming in so that we can have the experiences and take the risks that we need to take while we are walking as spirit trapped in physical bodies. Teachers. Now, I think that is the easiest one to explain because here on the physical realm, we are very aware of teachers and the fact that teachers come into our lives for a time, a reason, a season, to answer very specific questions that we may have in our lives and to help us to amass more information, help us to amass larger levels of light. And so our spiritual teachers bring information, they bring knowledge, and they bring wisdom into our lives. And their job is to inform, instruct, and help us to expand our consciousness. Because in order for us to come to know that we know that we know that we know certain spiritual principles, it is going to be necessary to raise our levels of consciousness to the I am level that will allow us to be able to not only read about or think about or discuss certain concepts, but to get to that place where we know that we know that we know. And that's the job of our spiritual teacher. Every spiritual teacher in your life has something very specific to teach you. It may be one concept, or it may be a series of concepts that they're required to teach. And so our job is much the same like parents' responsibility with kindergartners. When I was raising kindergartners, I was very aware that my job as a parent was to make my child teachable. I had to render my child teachable. Therefore, I was responsible for putting in basic discipline so that they would have respect for authority. They would have respect for their own space and other people's space. There's some basic things that we have to teach to kindergartners that make them teachable so that when they enter the schoolroom of life, they are wide open to learning. It becomes difficult in the schoolroom of life when discipline has not been implanted, first of all, in the child. And so when the child gets to the classroom now, it's a twofold task the teacher has of installing discipline while trying to teach. The same happens with our spiritual teachers. We have a responsibility to put the spiritual discipline in place. And this is why, way in the beginning and throughout the show, I have been stressing, get back into your natural rhythm, get into walking, examine your breathing patterns, examine what you eat, get to the place of teaching yourself to throw out the emotional trash every now and again, engage in processes that will allow you to clear space. You've been giving instructions on how to create sacred space. All of this is part of the discipline that will allow you, once you put that rhythm, that disciplined rhythm in place, will allow you to be much, much more open and receptive to the spiritual teachers who come into your life in order to teach the concepts, to highlight the concepts, to try to help us to remember. And as I say remember, think of putting that into two syllables. Remember is simply about putting the pieces back together again. Because as souls, we have lived many lifetimes, many places. We've gone through all the religions of the world. We have experienced all the religions of the world. And so, therefore, there is a lot of information that we carry in our subconscious. And part of the role of the spiritual teacher that is working from above is to shine light into those memory banks and magnetize what needs to be pulled up from the memory banks in the moment so that we can work with that information. So there is teaching going on constantly through your subconscious. There is information being passed on. There is light levels that are being enhanced by the spiritual teachers in our lives. It's a fascinating thing when you can get to the place of experiencing in a very real way those spiritual teachers as they traverse in and out of your life. And of course, any work that you can do utilizing the power of sacred silence, when you recognize that we have guards, we have guides, we have teachers, and we have wayshowers in our lives, then it becomes very, very necessary for us to stop and do some work with silence. One of my spiritual teachers required of me 4 hours of silence during the waking hours of my life. And I was required to carry that for 3 years. And at the time, I was raising children. I had a job. And it became a very challenging task to be able to hold 4 hours of silence. I didn't very often get the opportunity to hold it consecutively, but I had to be very creative in creating chunks of portions of my life during the course of the day in which I held silence to the extent that I could. Because what she was trying to teach me is this business of going within and listening. And the more we develop our inner listening skills, it's the better we can hear or sense or feel those spiritual teachers who are working with us. Very, very important for us to recognize that while we have spiritual teachers and we have spiritual guides and we have spiritual guards, unless we do the work we must do to bring the discipline to the flesh, the discipline to the mind, the ability to be still and know that God dwells within, unless we do some work and we put some practices in place that will help us with that, we will continue to be not as aware that these spiritual forces are at work in our lives. So it's our task to render ourselves teachable and to be able, through silent work, to be able to recognize when our teachers and our guides have opened what I call the windows of opportunity for learning. For learning opportunities, the windows of opportunity when light is very much available to us, the windows of opportunity where we are in alignment with the cosmos and gives us that those opportunities and those moments that are absolutely teaching moments. Have you ever wondered how it is that there are some people who will walk into a room and almost in an instant be drawn to or gravitate to someone who has something to say to them? And I've had that experience very, very often of showing up perhaps at a conference where there's hundreds and hundreds of people, and you enter the room and your attention or your awareness is drawn directly to a person across the room. And as you kind of navigate your way there, I have found that before the day is over, something will come out of that person's mouth as that I needed to hear on my spiritual journey. Or it might be a perspective, a different perspective or a different take on something I already know. But I believe it's the energy of the guide or the energy of the teacher that has taken us to this place and allowed us to become aware that there is a teachable moment about to happen. Allow us to become aware that there is a window of opportunity. Allow us to become aware that we are at the place where we are ready to shift perspective from one place to the other. And all of this is kind of orchestrated by those who guide us from the heavenly realms in conjunction with those whom we have agreed will be of service to us in the physical world. And it culminates in these absolutely beautiful experiences that will help us to learn, to grow, to teach, and to fully, fully experience who we are. I often mention the fact that I work with prisoners. I work with people that I often say I see them more as people with a tremendous amount of time and a tremendous opportunity to be able to still themselves and do the work that must be done. In working with them, it is just amazing when I can recognize, or together we can recognize those opportunities when there are windows of opportunities opening up for them. I see I have a caller, Stephen, and he's calling from North Carolina. We're about to go to break, but I'll take the call and then I'll ask Stephen to hold. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are you doing, Reverend Norman?
I am fine, and we're going to a break, so please don't go away. We will talk as soon as I come back from the break.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your patience. Don't go away. We'll be talking to Stephen when we come back. This is Reverend Norma.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
urinary
biopsy,
VMA detection,
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer, and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. And I have Stephen holding on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Norma. How are you doing?
I am good, and thank you so much for holding. Thank you for calling in. And how may I be of service to you today?
Yes, I've been listening to a lot with the shows that you've been proposing.
Oh, thank you.
I have learned a lot of things on your show, especially when you talked about last week's show and this week's show. How you're supposed to be conscious with your spiritual guides, and how we should take care of not only ourselves, but we should get back in touch with how to get closer to yourself. And I find it interesting when you were talking about how you went to an elder when you were younger, and that person particularly told you to, you know, take a book and write certain things down at a certain time every single day. I find that very interesting because I'm a person who's spiritual, but I always thought that, oh, you can just pray, and, you know, you're always trying to find other ways to be more connected. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Being more connected. Is that
yes.
The question?
Yes.
Well, thank you for the question, first of all, and thank you also for being such, it seems like, a consistent listener of this program, and I'm happy to hear that you're learning some things. But let's come down to this being more connected. I am a Christian. There's no doubt about that. I'm a Christian pastor, and I absolutely believe and know the power of prayer works. It works absolutely, but there is a portion, there's a piece of prayer that they don't emphasize as much as they should in church, and that is prayer has two parts to it. Part one is the asking. Part two is meditation, silencing yourself enough to be able to listen. And when you listen, you will hear your spiritual guide. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm talking to God. And that's true, because each of us, we're all pieces of God. 6 billion people on this planet. I don't know how many are a billion on other planets. But how many there are, we're all pieces of God. So if you're talking to another human being, you are talking to God. You're talking to a spirit. You're talking to a piece of God. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of the prayer and the meditation, there are also certain things that we must do so that we can discipline ourselves in order to get closer. And an example that I give of this is this. I work with people who are drug addicted. That's one of my specialties in the world. However, I don't live among drug addicts, nor do I participate in those kinds of activities. And while I can go in and I can work with them, and I believe I have a lot to offer them, I don't participate, or nor will I kind of hang out with them at their hangouts or their homes or the places where they hang out, because simply, to be quite truthful, given the discipline that has been put in my life, I will be uncomfortable. I can't socialize with that group because the activities that they do for their social, in their social gatherings, would not sit well with my spirit. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
If we are trying to get close to angels and archangels and closer to God, we are going to have to put some kind of discipline in our lives that will allow us to hang at that level.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? If you're a person who don't use curse words, you're not going to be comfortable in the company of people who curse all the time. You're going to withdraw yourself from that because your spirit won't be comfortable. When we are trying to reach to the levels of peace and harmony and God, we're going to have to stop and put some discipline in our thinking, in our habits, in our practice that will allow us to reach that high. I talk about dimensions. We live on the third dimension. The fourth dimension is the dumping ground. And then we have to climb from 5 all the way up. And so far, I've been conscious of 20 dimensions above us. But in order to do that, and in order for us to be able to attain these levels of harmony, etc., it requires a certain amount of discipline. And the universe itself has got an orderly pattern, so we have to still ourselves and be aware of the order of the universe and what it has to offer us in order that we may reach as high as we should. Like, for example, when I talk about walking in rhythm in nature, right now we're in fall, so all the energies with trees are kind of seeping all the way down into the earth. If you are walking and you have emotional stuff to release, this is a wonderful time, because as you walk, you release the emotional stuff and it goes all the way into the ground with the trees at this time. You see what I'm saying? So it's important that you kind of pay attention to nature, because nature is here to help you. It is important to pay attention to kind of the orderly flow of the universe and get into that order, because the more we're in that natural order is the higher we can reach and we can connect. Am I making sense?
Yes, yes you are.
As human beings, a spirit manifested in union, human expression, we are traversing a tremendous amount of negativity in this world. And that's okay, because we came to do that. But we've also got to take responsibility to discard it, because we can't reach higher levels if we don't keep discarding it. And so the world has got lots to offer us. Massage therapy. There's a range. Aromatherapy. There's a range of things. Energy work. Body work. Yoga. There's a range of ideas and concepts in the world that will help us to clear space, to free our bodies, to free our minds, to free our spirits. And the more we do that, with every step that we take to free the dross, we are reaching higher and higher and higher. And eventually we get to the place of connection that I like my Jewish friends call direct instruction, because that's what we're really rising for. The ability to be in direct communication with the divine forces above us and know it instantly without having to go through a reader, without having to go through even a physical teacher. The goal is direct instruction. And direct instructions takes discipline. I feel like you're a young man who probably understands the discipline of sports.
Yeah.
If you want to become the fastest runner in the world, you are going to have to put some discipline in place so that these limbs and this body can move at the pace that you require it to move. If you want to hold that connection above, you're going to have to put some spiritual discipline in and do the work that you need to do to be able to hold that connection. Did I answer your question?
Yes, very, very, you very well answered my question, because I wanted to comment on that. So technically, a lot of people nowadays are going to a spiritual teacher when you're saying, hey, there's some things you can do with yourself without having to go there, because a spiritual teacher can only tell you but so much, but it's up to the individual to do the little things to get them connected. And that's all we're trying to do on this earth, right?
Well, you put that. That was very, very nicely put. But I just like to add a little caveat to that. Spiritual teachers are needed on the planet right now to point in the right direction. You see what I'm saying? Every now and again, I become a spiritual teacher to somebody. But my job when I do that is not to give them the answers. My job is to help them chip away at the dross, to remove the burden, the overburden that they're carrying. My job is to help them with their spiritual practices, to help them in the journey, and then at some point in time they should take off and be able to hold that direct instruction. And when they can hold that direction instruction, they don't need me anymore.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And whatever your journey is, may God bless you on that journey.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, that was Stephen, and I liked his question. Very powerful question. And the answer to that question really is that we are all heading to that place of being able to get direct instructions from the highest possible level that we can get. And therefore, I'm so happy he reminded me to stress this, that in all that we're talking about, guards, guides, teachers, wayshowers, they're there for us. Their job is to help us. Wayshowers fall in step with our energy. It's a fascinating thing if you have spiritual sight to see wayshowers when they fall in step. It's just the most marvelous thing. They come with amazing levels of energy, amazing levels of life, when we are going through traumatic experiences, and they simply bring the energy that they have and they fall in step with us and they support us and they journey with us until we can stabilize ourselves. And then when you have the sight, you watch them back away and you just give glory to God. I was born with spiritual sight, and so some of these things that I'm sharing with you are things that I can see with the natural eye, but it is the most amazing thing to watch a wayshower fall in step when we are stumbling, when we are reaching, when the reaching is hard, when the energy levels get challenged, and that field of energy will just fall in step. They do not teach, they do not guide, they do not direct. Their job is just to fall in step and bring energy and light to help, to be able to help you to move to the next level, even though it may be traumatic. And then as soon as we can stand on our own feet, they begin the process of withdrawing. And as I said, it is one of the most beautiful sights to see. You see when guides come in, you see when guards come in, but wayshowers just take us to one, just takes it to an absolute another level. The point I'm trying to make here today is, we have all the spiritual help we need. We have all the supernatural help that we need in this very spiritual journey called life. But we do need to do some work, put some discipline in order so that we can stay connected. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom, my tooth fell out.
The coach says I can play shortstop.
I get to be a deciduous tree.
You live for the first in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma. And today, I hope that I have given you some food for thought. I hope that you have been taking notes. And it's my wish and my desire to be able to bring another perspective in this very spiritual journey called life. There are thousands and thousands of subtle, invisible cords that bind us to the people in our lives that we know and recognize as family. There is a physical family. There is the spiritual family. And there are cords, invisible cords, that bind us all to those who guide us from above, those who guard us, those who teach us, and those who fall in step as wayshowers to show the way and to lighten the burden as we engage this thing called life. I hope that you will take time to perhaps, this is such an important lesson that I am hoping that you will take the time to go back in our archives. All of the shows are archived, that you can go back into the archives and re-listen to this one, because it has so much information in there that reminds us of how we should be and how we should be working to make this thing called life more of what it's intended to be. I wanted to make two announcements before we close today, and one of them is that Reprogram Your Life is a process that I have put in place in the world. People who are seeking to gain balance and to bring harmony to their lives. We've got some very specialized spiritual tools that we use, and it is used primarily in substance abuse intervention process. We've created a process that is founded. It's a psycho-spiritual process that is rooted in the spiritual as well as in sound technology, and we are utilizing it to help people to be free of addictions, whether that addiction is drug related or it's the myriad of addictions that we have to overcome so that we can free the spirit to be all that it can be. So just wanted to let you know that if you dial 301-920-2133, you will be in touch with Reprogram Your Life, and that I am very much a part of the Reprogram Your Life process here in the world. Also want to announce that for my listeners who are listening to me in the greater Washington, D.C., that is Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Virginia, we have initiated a new circle in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's right on the boundary lines of Maryland and Washington, D.C., and that circle is held on the second Saturday of every month, and the one in November will be on Saturday, November the 13th, and we meet in circle from 10 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. Now, you can join us in circle for the whole of that time, or you can come and sit with us for an hour or two, or as long as you can. Sitting in circle, it's a monthly meeting place to help those of us who are on a spiritual path to remember, to put the pieces back together, to receive instructions directly from Spirit, and to be able to share and support each other on this very intense spiritual journey called life. So the circle will meet in November on Saturday, November the 13th from 10 to 4 p.m. And we meet at Seekers Church. The venue is Seekers Church. And Seekers Church is at 276 Carroll Avenue in Washington, D.C. That is Seekers Church, 276 Carroll Avenue, Washington, D.C., and that's right on the boundary line of Washington, D.C. and Maryland. It's right across the street from Tacoma Park Metro Station. Seekers Church is right across the street from Tacoma Park Metro Station, and this is an invitation that you can join us. There is no cost attached to this, but you will certainly meet and greet and spend time with people who are very much on a journey, on a path to discovering the spiritual aspects of their nature. If you need more information on the circle, you can call Hollis at 202-299-8638. I hope that today's teachings will spark some interest in exploring more of the spiritual realms. I think sometimes we are much too focused on what's happening here with us and not as aware that there are dimensions above us, and that this journey of journeying on a path to higher spirituality and to raising consciousness is intended for us to be able to follow through with that very powerful statement from the Master Jesus Christ. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, there are a lot of people and pastors and religiosity that tells you that you have to die to be able to do that. I am here to tell you that when we begin to do the work here on this earth so that we can raise our consciousness, raise our vibrations, through meditation and contemplation, we gain the wonderful, glorious experience of touching those mansions above, touching those dimensions above, and being able to bring back with that experience the levels of light and love and joy and peace. And that the more of us who reach out to be able to do this very consciously, it's the more love that we're bringing onto the planet, the more light we're bringing onto the planet, and we're therefore bringing a very real opportunity for humanity to walk in peace. The notion of peace on earth requires each and every one of us to do our little part and to become the channels to render our bodies sacred enough to become the channels to reach up into those dimensions and bring down levels of light, bring down levels of love, bring down levels of peace, bring down levels of harmony that will not only harmonize our own lives and our relationships one with the other, but will also bring onto the earth more of what we need so that we can spiritualize this journey and this place called Earth and make on this planet the peace and the harmony that has been promised well over 2010 years ago. I want to thank you so very, very, very much for joining me today. I want to encourage you to perhaps share this week's lesson with your friends and your family. It could be a very, very powerful point of discussion. So share the information about Spirituality 101 on the Seventh Wave Network on Voice of America. We are, the show is archived, and so you can get back in there and listen to it at your own convenience. Next week, I want to promise you, you don't want to miss this. Next week, we are going to have a very, very powerful guest, and he is a producer and a director, and he has just, his name is Jonas Elrod, and he is the director and composer of the film Wake Up. And I am here to tell you that is going to be absolutely enlightening and a magnificent show because he has very much to share with us about his own experience as well as this journey of creating these beautiful images that will help humanity to wake up. So don't miss, whatever you do, don't miss next week's show because it has a lot to offer. As we close, I want to remind you of the words that were given to me by my own guide. Walk gently on the planet, for you argued for your right to be here. You argued before the Council of Nine to be given the right to be here. You out-strategized millions and millions of souls who wanted the opportunity, and now that you're here, you owe it to yourself to be happy, to be joyous, to be peaceful. Until next week, be blessed. Reverend Norma.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.